call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, gang, as you all know, the most coveted honor that can befall one of Hollywood's citizens is winning the Academy Award, more facetiously known as the Oscar. And for this mail call, we've rounded up all the 1944 winners we could. And with us here to act as your mistress of ceremonies is a star, while not a 1944 winner, has won so often in the past that her mantelpiece looks like a doll shop. The charming and gracious first lady of the screen, Miss Bette Davis.
Thank you, Don. It's a great honor to take part in this get-together of 1944's Academy Award winners. And I can think of no better way to get started than to have the man who, in the opinion of the Academy, is the best actor of the year, singing the best song of the year, from the best picture of the year. All of which means, from right to left, going my way, swinging on a star, and the one and only Bing Crosby.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal, long funny ears, kicks up at everything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star? How'd you like to carry moonbeams in a big fat jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a fish? A fish don't do anything but swim in the brook. Can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then, if that sort of life is what you wish, you might grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys out in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. That's what you do. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You can be swinging on a star.
As usual, that was superb. And may I add that your selection as the best actor of the year was the most popular selection the Academy has ever made.
Well, thank you, Betty. As a matter of fact, it gave me quite a buzz to latch on to an Oscar.
The mantelpiece must look a lot better now.
No, we figured the mantelpiece would be A little ostentatious, so we've hidden it away on the dining room table with a big neon arrow pointing. I know they gave it to me, Betty, but I didn't really win it. I think the credit should go to a real director and a grand guy, Leo McCarey.
Oh, Bing, you're being modest. I know Mr. McCarey's a very talented director.
Talented? Why, that guy could put a bathing suit on Lassie, and in one picture, she'd be as big as Betty Grable.
Maybe so, but he would never fool Harry James.
No, I mean it, Betty. This McCarey guy's a genius. I'm telling you, he actually hypnotized me into winning that award.
Well, that ought to be fairly easy to check on, Bing, because Mr. McCarey happens to be here tonight. Gentlemen of the AEF, may I introduce one of Hollywood's top directors, winner of the Academy Award for his direction of Going My Way, Leo McCarey. Hello, Leo.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Svengali.
Hello, Trilby.
Leo, Bing has just been telling us that he didn't deserve to win the Academy Award at all. You, as his director, can tell us the truth. How good an actor is Bing?
That's the nicest thing he's ever said about me.
I was just kidding, Betty. Of course Bing's a good actor. I think he's one of Hollywood's most romantic leads. That is, of his generation.
Just a minute, McCarey. I'm not old.
No, but let's face it, Bing. You're no Van Johnson.
No. Just name one thing that Van Johnson's got that I haven't got.
Hair.
I'm cooked.
No. I'm sure there's enough glory for both of you. You as a great actor, Bing, and you, Leo, as a great director.
That's what makes me mad. Why do people always call me Leo McCarey, the great director? Leo McCarey, the magnificent director? Leo McCarey, the greatest director in Hollywood?
Well, aren't you?
Of course. But I'm even a greater songwriter.
Leo, did you ever make any money on your songs?
Why, certainly. I got $10 for the first song I ever wrote. Of course, things have been slipping a little lately.
Yes, it's fair. You mean to say somebody paid you $10 for a song?
Sure. A real estate company. It was to help promote a subdivision of theirs called Lancashire.
Did it do the subdivision any good?
Well, when I wrote the song, Lancashire was a sleepy little hamlet of 114 people and 5 cows. And look at it today.
Cows all over the place, huh?
Not only that, there are 5 more people. By the way, would you like to hear the song?
Well, this may empty the joint, but go ahead. Let's hear it.
Come and live in Lancashire. It's a wonderful town. You can buy a little home for just 500 down. It doesn't take you long to reach 7th and Broadway or the beach. So come and live in the land of the peach. In Lancashire, near Lakeside. In Lancashire.
Oh, boy, for that you got $10?
That's right.
Now I know what they mean by inflation. Well, Betty, now that we've heard from Leo McCarey, let's turn to some music, huh?
All right, Bing.
You belong to my heart. Now and forever. And our love had its start not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. 'Twas a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars, and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song, and you'll always belong to my heart. Thank you. stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song, and you'll always belong to my heart.
Now, to those of you who saw Going My Way, our next guest needs no build-up. You all remember lovable Father Fitzgibbon. And here's the man who made him so memorable, Barry Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Miss Davis. And hello, men.
Barry, I want to congratulate you on winning the Academy Award for the Best Supporting Role of the Year. But in my opinion, you should have been named the Best Actor.
Ah, no, Bing, you won it, and you deserve it.
No, you deserve it,
no,
Barry.
No, you deserve it.
No, you deserve it, Barry.
No, you do, Bing, you deserve that.
Believe it or not, both these men are over 35 years old.
Well, just like you, Bing, I give all the credit to Leo McCarey. He understands me so well because we're both from the old side. Give me an Irish director every time.
You're right, Barry. Tell me, who's going to direct your next picture?
Oh, a fine broth of a boy. Gregory O'Rattle.
I have news for you, Dad. Gregory Ratoff is a Russian. He comes from Lublin.
Well, how do you like that? I thought he said Dublin.
Well, I'm sure you'll be just as good under a Russian director as an Irish one. One of these days, you'll even top Going My Way.
That's mighty nice of you, Bing, and I enjoyed working with you.
You know, the scene I like best in the whole picture? The scene where you've been sick and you reach into your music box and whip out that bottle of hooch you've been saving. Gee, that was beautiful.
Yeah, wasn't it, though? Yeah, 12 years old, every drop of it.
I've always wanted to ask you, Barry, after we did that scene, whatever happened to the bottle?
Well, as I remember, that was the night that Leo McCarey demoted himself from director to prop man.
Oh, Leo. Leo snagged the happy amber, huh?
Yeah, you know something, Ming? We were awful suckers to let that scene get right through on the first try.
Yeah, we could have retaked ourselves into quite a hilarious evening.
Yeah, Leo got the bottle, but I did manage to get the music box. They gave it to me after the picture.
Oh, you still have it?
Hmm? But the trouble is that the only thing that comes out of it now is Toodaloo. Do you remember how you sang it to me in the picture, Bing?
Oh, sure. It went something like this. Toodaloo, ralu, ralu. Hush, now don't you cry. That's an Irish lullaby.
Ah, that was great, Bing. You sang it even prettier than you did in the picture.
Save that soft soap, Fitzgerald. The picture's over now.
Huh? Who are you?
Bill Frawley is the name.
Hey, Bill, what are you doing on this Academy Award show?
I dropped in to get a good look at that Fitzgerald. The guy who did me out of an Oscar. I was the leading character actor in this town till that Schlemiel came along.
Don't you call me a Schlemiel, you schnook.
Bill, what are you burned up at Barry for? He happens to be a fine actor.
Fine actor. All he's got is a Cockney accent. Is it my fault that my folks don't come from Cockney?
Cockney. Now, me dear Mr. Feely.
Frawley is the name.
Well, whatever it is, I want you to know that my accent is not Cockney. It's pure County Dublin Irish.
No. Yeah, now, whoa, take it easy. Don't get hot, Bill. Maybe next year you'll win an Oscar for the best supporting actor.
No, I'm all through with that supporting stuff. From now on, I'm going to leave that sort of thing to Mr. Fitzpatrick here.
Fitzgerald is the name.
Who cares?
You mean you're quitting the screen, Bill?
No, Bing. I mean that from now on, I'm going to be a leading man. I want to be a great star like you.
Like me?
Sure. And you shouldn't go around telling people that you didn't deserve an award, that it was all McCary's doing, that you can't act, that you have no talent.
I shouldn't?
Certainly not. It's so obviously true.
That's not a very nice thing to say, Mr. Feinberg.
You stay out of this. Feinberg. I'll tell you why you got the Oscar, Bing. Because you can sing. And that's why I'm going to get one next year.
Oh, tell me you're a good singer.
Oh, no, I sing about like you do. It's your arrangements that make you sound good.
That is pure Perry Como propaganda. You think it's my arrangements, huh?
Sure. So I went out and had a special arrangement made of a song I like. All we have to do is sing it as a duet in our next picture, and bango, we both get Oscars.
Sounds interesting. Let's case this little gem of yours. Where is it?
All right, here you are. I sing the lead, of course.
Snatch. All right, hit it, Bill. I'll pick it up somewhere.
Ida, sweet as apple cider.
I like to be beside you, Ida.
Sweeter than all I know.
Used to know an awful lot. They've got what you've got.
Come out in the silvery moonlight.
Oh, Jenny dear.
Of love will whisper so soft and low.
You could keep it nice and low. There's no reason folks should know.
Seem whole and live without you.
I got a certain charm about me.
Listen, oh honey-do.
Oh, cantaloupe, oh honey-do.
Ida, love ya. I love ya, Ida, honey, Ida, do-loo.
We really sung up a storm with that one, didn't we? Really knocked it.
Well, didn't we? If Eddie Cantor could have heard what we did to Ida, his eyes would pop back in.
Pardon me, is this the place where the Academy Award winners are gathering?
Why, yes. Yes, well, Jack Benny.
In person.
Well, Mr. B., I presume you've had the pleasure of meeting everybody here.
Yes, I've met everybody. They all haven't been a pleasure, however.
Jack, are you still furious with me for winning the award in 1938?
I certainly am, Miss Davis.
Why should you be furious over a woman's award?
Because the same year I made a picture called Charlie's Aunt. I wore a dress and nothing happened.
You're lucky it didn't.
Okay, Jack, well, what about Leo McCary? Certainly Leo has done nothing to aggravate your blood pressure.
He hasn't, eh? Well, let me ask Mr. McCary just one question. Why haven't you ever put me in one of your pictures?
I'd rather not say.
Now, come on, tell me. I can take it.
Because as an actor, you stink. Now, don't get excited, Jack. I was only kidding. I really think you have a great talent, that you're really a very funny fellow.
Well, that's more like it. When are you going to direct me in a picture, Leo?
Any day, Jack. I can't stay on top forever.
Now, listen, you said I had a great talent.
Please, Benny, don't annoy McCary. He's a genius, and he must rest. Scram, Ham.
Now, just a minute, Frawley. What are you doing around here? This program is supposed to be for Academy Award winners.
What are you doing around here? Peddling razor blades? You never got the Oscar.
I didn't, eh? Would you like to make a little bet on that? Say $20?
I certainly would.
Just lucky for you that I'm not a gambler, brother. But I got the award just the same.
What are you talking about? When did you win the Academy Award?
Next year. I'm full of hope.
Full of what?
Hope.
Yeah, and you're full of the same thing hope is.
You know what burns me up, Bing? Statistics prove... I asked him four times to take that out. Statistics prove I'm great in pictures. Yet McCary doesn't want to direct me.
Where is McCary, by the way?
McCary, you got the next line in there. Oh. Fine. He directed Going My Way, and he doesn't know where he's going. You know? I'll take that again. And McCary doesn't want to direct me.
That's right, Jack. But it says here, it's not that I don't want to, Jack, but when I get ready to shoot, I don't have time to worry about improving performers. My actors must be perfect.
Well, what was Crosby when you got him? Sarah Bernhardt? Listen, McCary, there's nothing to writing and directing. I've got a story right here in my pocket that I wrote, and I'm going to direct it, too.
That I've got to see.
You will. You're going to be the leading man. And Betty Davis is your leading lady.
Well,
you still got the next line.
That's...
Mail call is going right into command performance.
Well, Miss Davis is pretty good support for my first time out.
You said it. Now, Leo, you're the father. Betty is the mother. Bing and Bill Frawley are your children, and they have a pet monkey.
Well, thank goodness there's something around the house with hair on it.
I think I'm
leaving. Very good, Betty. Now, let's get started with this production, conceived and executed by Jack Benny, the original story by Jack Benny, directed by Jack Benny, and next year's Academy Award winner, entitled Mulrooney's Message. All right, everybody, places. Now, when I holler camera, I want everybody on their toes.
Yes, that's Betty. Right,
Benny. Gosh, all this respect already. Now, this directing is some racket. Now, quiet, everybody.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet on the set. Quiet, quiet. Betty is shooting. Quiet.
Don, will you keep quiet? Now, let's go. Mulrooney's Message. The scene is a little farmhouse near Waukegan, Illinois. Camera, action.
Camera, action.
Shut up. Go ahead, Betty.
Oh, Jonathan, why don't you go out and work? We haven't had anything to eat around here for weeks.
Oh, eating isn't so important. I think I'll go out in the yard and play my xylophone.
Xylophone? Nothing. That's our pig.
Well, until he fattens up, he's a xylophone.
Oh, Jonathan, I love you so much, but you're such a no-good loafer.
I'm sorry, Pauline. I love you madly. You attract me completely. But work nauseates me.
He said, I stink. Cut, for goodness sake.
Cut is right. This dialogue's awful.
It's not the dialogue, Leo. You're not giving me anything. This is a very tender scene. Everybody in the audience will have a lump in their throat.
Yeah, you ought to have lumps all over you.
Never mind. By the way, Miss Davis, while I think of it, in this scene, jump around a little and kick McCary in the... Jump around a little and kick McCary in the pants.
I'm Betty Davis, not Joan Davis.
Oh, yes, pardon me. Go ahead, Betty.
Jonathan, what about Tom and Jerry?
It's a little early, but I could stand one.
No, I mean Tom and Jerry are children. Our two male boy sons.
Male boy sons? Jack, isn't that being a little over explicit?
Well, they're both wearing long curls, and I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. And quiet, I'm directing this. Now, the two children enter. Come on, kiddies.
Hi, Mama.
Oh,
hello, Pop.
Tom and Jerry, look at your curls. Have you been fighting again?
Ha ha ha!
Well, Tom had it coming to him. He took my doll.
That's nothing to fight over. You can get another doll.
Not like this one. She's the classiest broad in town.
Stop, stop. Listen, Crawley. You and Bing are supposed to be 6 years old. Yeah. Now talk like kids.
We can't talk like kids.
Then take off your curls. Take off the wig.
I will if you will.
I'm not in the picture.
Neither am I.
Me either.
Get back there. Let's finish the scene. We're doing Mulrooney's message, and Mulrooney isn't even in yet.
Well, roll him in, quick.
All right. Quiet, everybody.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet, quiet.
Wilson, get out of here. Now, let's go. All right, Betty.
Oh, Jonathan, how can you sit here and watch us all starve to death?
Well, I haven't got the price of a movie. I gotta have some fun. Besides, we have nothing to worry about. Mulrooney is coming with some wonderful news.
Oh, is Mulrooney really coming?
Give that more, Betty. You know, that's a very important story point.
Oh, is Mulrooney really coming? How's that, Jack?
That's exactly what I want.
Yes, Mulrooney is coming, and if he brings us the right news, our troubles are over.
Hooray!
Here comes Mulrooney now.
Boy, am I glad to see you, Mulrooney.
Quick, Mulrooney, is the news good or bad? What is your message?
Well, you ask me if the news is good or bad, and I'm giving it to you straight. First of all, the top of the morning to you.
Never mind the blarney. Get to the message.
Presently. Well, no, it's a fine broth of a boy your lad is getting to be, Jeremy boy.
What suspense?
Please, Mulrooney, what's the message? We're all starving.
Starving, are you? Well, perhaps you'll starve no more when you hear the message.
Well, what's the message, Mulrooney? Do we eat or not?
That reminds me of a story about Pat and Mike.
Get on with the message, you old ham.
Mr. McCary, you're talking about the Academy Award winner. Besides, I'm directing the old ham. Continue.
Well, it seems that Pat and Mike were walking down the street, so
yes,
Pat...
Yes, but what about the message? Our tongues are hanging out.
That'll be beautiful in Technicolor.
So it's your tongues that are hanging out. Wait till you hear the message and they'll be hanging out no longer.
Well, let's have it.
Well, now, are you all ready to receive my message?
Yes.
Mind you, listen carefully. I'll only repeat it once.
All right, okay.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yes. What's the message? Oh, pardon me, I was... I was carried away by my own writing. I'm sorry.
All right, here's the message.
Oh, for goodness... Cut! Stop it!
What's the matter, Jack?
This whole thing is so ragged, you haven't caught the spirit at all. Now, let's take the whole thing from the beginning.
Oh, are you out of your mind?
Oh, this is murder.
I know what I'm doing. Betty, come back here. Barry, Crawley, McCary, Bing, everybody, come back!
Quiet! Mr. Benny is directing!
Directing who, you big fat head? They've all gone.
That's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Betty Davis, Bing Crosby, Leo McCary, Barry Fitzgerald, Bill Frawley, Jack Benny, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.